Just so you know, I'm on the data of the cell phone because the internet went out where I am. So I don't know how much data is left. I have no idea when the call is gonna just stop because there's no more data. So yeah, I feel a little bit bad if we start sharing and. I don't feel bad, but I mean, like, if we start sharing and the connection goes out, I don't know. I have no idea how long the data is going to last because it was just like $5 we put on the data. Lewis, I see you coughing over there, which is normally a good sign that. Something intense happened.
Yeah, it was a very uncomfortable.
Okay.
And then just feeling more comfortable, being feeling uncomfortable feelings, or like
That's good training.
Yeah, like it was a bodily very uncomfortable to shine the core star and some of like the wounds and stuff that came up. But in the process of doing it, you know, it's like the more I was able to find stillness and embrace the process, it was like able to lighten up. But it was still really uncomfortable, but it was a graceful uncomfortableness, like tolerable. But it was like, you know, extending your comfort zone while still maintaining like stillness, even when things, I feel like rubbing up against certain things that were like kind of like probably like don't want to be seen, don't want to be embraced.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because
yeah,
like I can hear things a lot of times. Like I'm very audio. Sometimes I can hear things and I know exactly what they mean.
Yeah.
And when we're doing this, it's like I hear random noises, like in the walls, or like bottles start crackling because I have like these bottles, and all of a sudden they'll be like, or like the wall or something. And it's like, I'm like, oh, it's like energy moving around, or certain energy being released or coming or going.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of that. It was just I had a feeling it was going to be like that, because shortly before I came, I started on my way here. I was like, maybe I'll stop by and take this night off and just go get dinner or something.
That's like, always that's always how you know it's time to go to the call.
And it's funny because I know I won't do that, but it's just like that thought comes in. It's like, you know, a thought of a doubt that comes in. It's like it tries to build momentum, like maybe just this week or something.
Yeah.
It's funny that I have these thoughts, but I'm like, I'm already like, I know, I'm like, no, nah, I'm not gonna do that, but it's just too funny to contemplate them.
Yeah, it's a part of like loving the mind, right? It's part of just being able to love our mind, because our mind's doing it. You know, it's like, I don't know, like,
right? Yeah,
it's a couple just beautiful like, things. I'm sorry, yeah.
No, yeah, what you said, it's like knowing that I can be present and aware of something as it's happening, and not be totally overtaken by it.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Because like, and then that's the super awesome part, is that it's not necessarily that any of these things will ever stop happening while you're in a human body, because you're connected to a collective field. We're bathing in fear. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on, but you are more and more in the place where, you're in the driver's seat, right? So it's almost like you're in the driver's seat, and there's these things going on. This car's going by, like, oh, maybe I don't want to go there, or this other car is like, oh, fuck this shit, whatever. Like, it's and you know, there's all this stuff going on, and you're just kind of like, I'm driving my car, and this is where I'm going.
That's actually because really what you were talking about before, about like being kind of an emotionally intense day. It started for me last night, late last night, when I was coming back from work at around 11 p.m., 10:30, 11. There was a road rage incident, and by incident I mean I was involved in it, but I didn't feel that involved in it. Like me, I noticed what was happening, and I was able to hold my ground at least enough to not allow the situation to escalate. But I could feel the pull of me wanting to resort to the most violent like course of action I could imagine. Like, and I never felt that so deeply, like re as recently as I do now. Like, it was I had like visuals of it was the silliest thing. I was driving and I came up against this person, and my lights are a little bright because I got these LED lights now. And some people think that I have my high beams on, but I don't. That's just the standard light. That's the new light. It's very bright. And I pull up behind somebody, and they're going a little bit slow, but that's a passing lane. And so I slow down, and I guess they think that I'm flashing them with my high beams or something. So then they pull over, and then they slow down and get behind me, and then start flashing their high beams like they're actually flashing their high beams. And so I had to make a choice. And it was a tough choice because the psychopathic structure just wanted to
I
freak out
know.
and
Like,
like get into like
yeah.
a physical altercation. And it's like I know that I wouldn't do it, but it was like the feeling was there. Of course, I would never act on it because it's just like I had this feeling of wanting to pull over, and like this my mind was just showing me all these funny things. But in that moment, I could feel that also the that you know I had to make a choice, and it had to be it was a tough choice, but it also felt like there wasn't enough ego nutrient maybe to allow me to choose to like where I feel like in the past I maybe would have let myself be antagonized, right? And resorted to like a lower level of whether I start flashing my lights or start running up behind them. But yeah,
Not enough ego juice. Not enough ego juice left. And that, isn't that the most beautiful thing that can happen to us? Like, I have to turn my video off because I keep saying the internet connection's unstable. So I don't know how long it's gonna last. I'm hoping we can have a chance to talk, but like that's the whole thing with ego juice. It's like the more you learn to feed yourself with spiritual energy, the more you discover the pleasure and the joy that comes from being in spiritual energy. The less the ego can really convince you to go into its form of energy, which is, like it's pretty low frequency compared to that. It's about being right, and it's about rah, 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 and it's about like the whatever juice is going on at that level, like the it's called ego positionalities. And that's how it feeds itself. It feeds itself from its positions. But like when you start touching your core star essence and you start knowing what you are beyond the ego, it gets more and more rare that we kind of like get tripped up by it, like maybe if we're really tired or it's like having a really bad day or something. And but but it still tries, right? It still tries.
It likes
And
being defensive. It likes to defend something.
yes, it
It
does.
wants to be right.
Absolutely.
And I feel that pull sometimes to want to be right, and then I have to consciously. It's not like I think about it; just it's more of a feeling now. So it's I think it's more integrated. So I can always feel back to making a conscious choice. There's enough, I guess,
Yes.
stillness that's built up, and
Yeah.
I
There's
can
enough
become
stillness
aware
and
of something as
space,
it's
right?
happening. Even though it's intense, it's like an intense feeling that's passing by. And
Oh,
sometimes
that's so cool. That's so cool.
I feel like my body's ripping apart. Like it feels like somebody's energetically grabbing my body. Especially like in
Yes, totally
the
normal.
plexus area. That's like the most I feel like restriction or like expansion and restriction.
Yeah, but
Oh.
well said that it's there because it makes sense, right? Like that's your personal mind, your ego and your personal mind kind of inhabit the same space, right? So it's kind of like and that's in the plexus. So it makes sense that it would feel like it's like, yeah. And you know what? That's almost like the last vestige. That's the last tactics of the ego when it sees it can't just convince you at the mind level to kind of latch into it. It'll try to convince you through body feeling. Right? Like it's because it, like it's hijacking the body, right? And what we want more and more, and like that's, that was the whole goal of the meditation we did tonight. It's like we want to feed our body with light, you know, like and love and peace and joy. And the more your body knows that, it's kind of like, I don't know about that other juice, but that's, you know, meh. It's kind of boring. Like anything that feels like it's ripping you apart, know that, you know, you are in the battle and you're winning. Or else it wouldn't be doing something like that. When we just bend to our ego and bend to the will of whatever, and we don't rock the boat and we don't, none of that shit's going on. None of that's going on. What's up, Louise? Yeah, that's okay, Louise. Love you. Love you, love you. Yeah, so that's a good one to realize. It gets intense because you're in a threshold and you're winning, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's like that saying that before you like go to a new level, might get a little more challenging, or it seems there's a period of a little bit more challenge right before you level up to something.
Exactly. Or in that metaphor with the plane, right, that Derek used to use, it's like you're in a plane and it's like starting to go fast and everything's starting to shake and vibrate as it goes faster and faster just before it's going to take off. And then if you freak out, you're kind of like, whoa, you slow down and then, okay, I'm okay. Everything's fine. Okay. But you didn't take off, you know, like it's so it's same idea. Yeah. Just that's a really good way to really good thing to understand is it's the ego will fight to the death to stay in control, not because it's a mean person, not because it's a demon or whatever, just because the ego knows that it doesn't, it can't survive you fully remembering what you are.
Yeah.
It can't survive it, you know, and it's scared shitless of dying. It doesn't want to die. And we just need to kind of reassure it, let it know, like, I'm not trying to kill you here. You think like that. It's like you think like that and you project that, you know, but that's not really what's going on. I'm just rising up. And as I rise up, you will find your true place within me. And yeah. But
so, your ego can
I like it.
Your ego. Because have you ever heard the saying, your ego is not your amigo?
Oh, that's cute. Your ego is not your amigo.
But we're here. We are establishing a loving relationship with the ego.
Absolutely. Hey man, there's no reason not to love it. It's like this yoga practice I did with when I did that 70-hour intensive training. It was so awesome. Her metaphor. She's like, your ego is the manager of the manager of a hotel, but it's sure it's the owner. It's acting like it's the freaking owner, but it's not. It's the manager. So you as the owner have to constantly remind it what its job is and what, you know, these are the boundaries. These are the requirements. These are the rules. Just like you would with a dog, you know, a dog that you love it, but you're not going to let it do whatever the fuck it wants. You're not going to let it go kill other dogs or bite you or whatever. Or it's the same idea, right? But ego death is real, but that happens at such a high level of consciousness that it's like, it can pre-sense it. It knows that if you wake up enough, if you wake up out of the dream completely, there's no more ego. But our goal is to wake up in the dream enough that the soul gets to take over the body. The body's not hijacked by the ego anymore. The soul has taken over the body, which is what we want anyways. I don't think any of us came here to just be trapped in our egos. It's like, and then from there, it's like the ego will still scream, but eventually it understands that it's loved. It doesn't understand what love is, but it understands that you don't hate it and you're not trying to hurt it. But yeah, cool stuff. Oh my God. What an awesome workshop we're in. Oh, Jeanette, I love seeing you. You got a little smile going. It's nice. I celebrate your smiling.
Thanks. Feels good to be here. Glad I was able to work it out tonight. Yeah.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Felt really reconnecting. And I think that was the most, you know, I missed some, but that was the most I've really felt the core star.
Nice. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, may we just connect to that every day. Just oof, that deepest level. It feeds everything else, right? Like, nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're super welcome. So we're coming on the hour. I still don't know how much data I have left, but I'm happy to receive anyone else if they want to. Express anything. And I can tell the connection's kind of weird. Like everyone's choppy. Uh-oh. I don't know how much I have left. So it's like a roller coaster ride. It's like, maybe. Yeah. Maria, are you just saying goodbye or you do want to say something? Are you just saying goodbye? Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I'm working with visuals here. Okay. Well, okay. We're on the hour. I might as well just say, I love you all. And thank you to my partner's cell phone and the data we were able to use to finish the call. And yeah, I'll make sure the meditation is going to be an audio format only because the camera thing, I don't know how I'll be able to connect the two parts together, but I'll make sure we have the audio out in the next 24 hours. I love you all very much. And let's see if I can at least say goodbye. Okay. Love you. Elf. Oh, just connect to your core star. Try to do it like a couple times a day. Right.